back again in the basement record library, and tonight I have a guest, a very special guest. Let's welcome T-Bone Burnett to the basement record library. T-Bone, how great to have you here.
Thrilled to be here, seriously.
Welcome to the Selvin Basement Record Library.
Yeah, we've been having a great time rifling through the stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you in town. You've got a new album, your first new album in how many years?
14 years.
14 years.
Yeah.
And you've put out a double CD set, a retrospective of your entire recorded career, all the way back to the Alpha Band. Tell us about the new album.
Well, it's called The True False Identity, and we recorded it in about a week in the fall of two years ago in the fall, and then we did another week a year ago in the spring, and it's all recorded live, and it's all it's done in a very improvisational way with the most extraordinary group of musicians I've ever, you know, guys I've been putting together for 30, almost 40 years now. I've been working with Keltner since 1967, I guess, something like that, and Rebo for 20 years. And, you know, I've developed an incredibly deep rapport with these guys, and we went in the studio and played hard for about a week at a time, and then we would edit for months, you know, trying to find the parts that went together the best. But it was done like in that old, that kind of Miles Davis method, the Jack Johnson method, where, you know, one of the interesting records that's come out is the complete Jack Johnson sessions. It's really beautiful because you get to see what they recorded and why they used what they used. It's a fascinating collection. So we did it kind of in that method, and it's done. It's three drummers. It's Carla Azar from Autolux, Jim Keltner from, you know, John Lennon,
from everything.
Yeah, right.
Everything and everybody.
Right, and Jay Bellarose, who's a incredible drummer, really an artist. They're all three of the drummers, I would say, are artist drummers. You know, they all play sound rather than just beats, you know. And then all the rest of the instruments were played as if they were drums too. You know, all instruments to me are drums.
You like to beat on guitars?
Well, you do, whether you like to or not. You know? They're all resonating chambers that you attack either with your breath or with a bow or with a pick or your hand. But the idea, when we started the record, there were a few rules, I guess you would say. One was that there would be no hi-hats on the record because that's too strict an interpretation of time. I wanted each beat to be as broad as it could possibly be, to leave plenty of room to put something anywhere in the beat. And then the idea was that we've heard, there's so many beats that we've heard that we should just rumble. So the idea was, let's not play any beats, let's just rumble. So that's the way I would say, that's how I would tell you about the record. It's a rumble.
Rumble, I like that.
Yeah.
Let's rumble.
Yeah, that's right.
The positive, destroy all the negatives before the black mass media get a hold of them. Boys been sniffing that frog powder, drinking that genius juice, shooting that monkey blood. We're gonna stomp in zombie land, devil beat in zombie land. We're gonna stomp that devil beat in zombie land. We're gonna stomp that devil beat in zombie land. Just what you tell them to do. As long as you do what they say, machine's gonna stomp that devil beat in zombie land. Machine's gonna stomp that devil beat in zombie land. Can't see nothing, he can't hear nothing, just put him over there. All the tides in zombie land are to oblivion. Sniffing that frog powder, blowing that Egyptian bone, settling like a fog. We're gonna stomp in zombie land, devil beat in zombie land. We're gonna stomp the devil beat down in zombie land. And his pills, phantom conjured to a dark mojo. You want to know, but you don't know. You want to know, but you don't know.
Took you so long?
I had to forget how to play music, and then And then, not that I ever knew how, but then I had to learn. I had to learn how to do it all over again, you know. And I came to a place after the last record I made, which was called "A Criminal Under My Own Hat," in 1992. I felt like I'd come to a good sort of bookend to the thing I'd started. I felt like it was my, you know, I could stop there for a while. And then just let it all disintegrate. And I didn't mean to let it all disintegrate, but it did upon stopping. And then kind of, then it just started, it all started, I started learning how to really play music. I started playing guitar like 4 or 5 hours a day, practicing, you know, just went right back to the absolute rock bottom of learning how to be a musician. I think that was the key, is I wanted to learn how to be a musician.
Had you been writing songs all along?
Yeah, you know, there were, songs would pop up, but I started writing, and I started writing for the plays. I was doing some plays, doing music for some of Sam Shepard's plays. So I started, you know, writing tunes for that, and then just other tunes, kind of strays would wander in. And I was able to stop writing out of a singer-songwriter perspective and start writing for characters, start writing for dramatic effect. So it didn't have to be your own voice. In fact, you know, I would have to write into the voice of the character that Sam had already written. So that was incredibly freeing, that I wasn't having to dream something up out of my own experience or whatever the notion of a singer-songwriter was. I was actually having to do something specific. And I learned a tremendous amount from that. And also just about the notion of scoring a dramatic moment, like underscoring a dramatic moment. What does the music mean in this context? So music went from being this thing that I didn't know if I was, you know, I was always wondering if I was doing it right. And I finally, you know, through doing that, it became irrelevant whether I was doing it right or not. I was serving a purpose, you know. I was becoming a part of this other thing, and it either worked or it didn't work. And it's easy to see when you put it on stage, you know really quick whether it works or not, you know.
This is Joel Salvin. Our guest tonight in the Basement Record Library is T-Bone Burnett. His new album is The True False Identity. And we'll be back with more.
Pass an 11th commandment. In 20 years people would be shocked to learn that there had once been only 10, and wouldn't care if there had been.